You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A 12-year-old Maine boy emails a suicide helpline detailing his plans to shoot several people at school, teachers, students. The suicide helpline reports the anonymous email to cops, who trace the IP address from where it was sent back to the school. Maine state cops tie it back to the boy, who arrest him at his home.
Nancy, the boy, a student at Surrey Elementary School, emailed a Washington state-based helpline while in class. The school was made aware of the threat that same day after students had been dismissed. It was confirmed that there was no further credible threat, but the school still decided to increase security at the bus drop-off area the next morning.
The boy, expelled from school, now facing charges of terroristic threats. Leon Sykes Jr. makes a delivery to a Virginia nursing home, dropping off a mattress cover for a hospice patient. After the drop-off, Sykes enters a 92-year-old memory care patient's room and sex assaults her. The woman wakes up and screams. Sykes runs.
Chesterfield SVU believes Sykes targeted a patient in memory care because they are less likely to be able to speak about what happened to them and therefore vulnerable. There isn't any evidence suggesting Sykes assaulted other patients, but the SVU is still concerned by his brazenness.
Sykes, 48, charged with aggravated sex battery, indecent exposure, and unlawful entry. May he rot in hell. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A New Hampshire man has been convicted of running an unlicensed Bitcoin exchange business and laundering over $10 million in proceeds of romance scams and other internet frauds following a two-week federal trial. Prosecutors say Ian Freeman created a business that catered to fraudsters by failing to register his business with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, as required by law, disabling Know Your Customer features on Bitcoin kiosks, and ensuring Bitcoin customers didn't tell him what they did with their Bitcoin. Freeman's lawyer says Freeman actually warned people of scams and he helped businesses in the community. 42-year-old Freeman, a libertarian activist and radio show host, was released pending his April 14th sentence and appeal. Multiple incendiary devices were found at a Colorado Jehovah's Witnesses hall as authorities were investigating a fire and apparent murder-suicide Christmas Day. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Police say the incident unfolded at a church in suburban Denver where a man shot and killed his wife before fatally shooting himself. Around 9 a.m. Sunday, police in Thornton, Colorado received a call about a fire at the hall. It was later reported that a married couple had been shot and killed there. Later that afternoon, police found three incendiary devices at the hall and rendered them safe. Earlier Sunday, the Adams County Sheriff's Office Hazardous Materials Unit had been investigating what officials called suspicious devices.
The couple were former members of the Kingdom Hall congregation. Their identities have not yet been released, nor has a motive in the shooting. The city of Thornton is located about 11 miles north of Denver. One person was killed, another injured, in a crash during a police pursuit involving a vehicle linked to an armed robbery Tuesday in North Carolina. A license plate reader alerted Charlotte Mecklenburg police officers to the vehicle, and officers tried to stop it. The driver refused to pull over, and officers pursued the vehicle since it was associated with a crime dangerous to life. Police say the pursuit lasted 10 to 12 minutes before the vehicle struck a deflation device police put down and continued for a time until it crashed into a tree. The driver died at the scene, and the passenger, who was not seriously hurt, was taken to a hospital for treatment. The department's major crash unit is investigating the crash, the armed robbery unit investigating the crime that led to the pursuit, and Internal Affairs is investigating to make sure officers followed policy. A judge has postponed a court hearing this week for a former Georgia prosecutor charged with meddling in the police investigation of the 2020 killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Superior Court Judge John R. Turner ordered former Brunswick Judicial Circuit District Attorney Jackie Johnson's court appearance, initially scheduled for Thursday, be pushed back. The judge has not set a new date. The indictment against Johnson accuses her office of shielding Greg and Travis McMichael from prosecution.
White men in pickup trucks chased the young black man February 23, 2020, after spotting him running in their neighborhood outside coastal Brunswick. The chase ended with Arbery being shot dead in the street.
John Lee, a quote, psychic and love specialist, encourages a wealthy client to send in jewelry belonging to her and her loved for, quote, spiritual cleansing, promising he'd return it. Well, of course he doesn't. Lee makes off with $1.6 billion in jewels. Lee finally caught in Jersey, charged with wire and mail fraud. Not all the jewelry has been recovered. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.